Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Let's talk banking, more specifically bank profits. The U.S. banking sector recorded $62.6 billion in profits in the second quarter of 2019. That's an increase in profit levels from the same period last year, according to data from the FDIC. U.S. bank profits increased by $2.5 billion, a 4.1% jump compared to the second quarter of 2018. The FDIC said the profits were driven by higher net interest income and loan growth. A little closer to home, second quarter profits at Arkansas's 92 federally insured banks were well below year-ago levels and fell further behind the rest of the nation. Overall, Arkansas-based banks posted net income of $807 million for the three-month period ended June 30th. That's down 3.6% from $837 million a year ago. Little Rock-based Bank OZK was the top performer. The publicly traded company posted second quarter profits of $110.5 million. Second quarter FDIC data also showed that Arkansas banks are continuing to add new workers, even as the state's unemployment rate neared an all-time low of 3.4% going into the second half of the year. Altogether, there were 22,983 full-time employees at Arkansas banks at the end of the second quarter. That was up 945 from the previous year. Still to come on the program, a Houston entrepreneur is bringing his cryotherapy and wellness brand to Arkansas. Those details after the break on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
A cryotherapy business headquartered in Houston is planning to open its first two locations in Arkansas for its sub-zero temperature treatments. It is called iCryo, and earlier this week, the company said franchisees Shauna Bowen and Matt Martin will own stores in Bentonville and Fayetteville. Both stores are expected to open in 2020. The Bentonville location will open first in the early part of the year. The owner said the specific locations have not yet been determined. Cryotherapy has emerged in the past 5 years as a wellness treatment, initially for elite athletes. It has become more mainstream because of its supposed benefits, which include pain relief, increased metabolism, and improved mood. iCryo launched in 2015 and developed a franchise model 2 years ago. The business has a combined 6 stores in Texas, Florida, and New York. 7 more are in development. Here is Shauna Bowen about what drew her and Martin to the concept.
Now, Matt and I don't. It's probably been almost 6 months now, Matt, that we've been talking about doing something in health and wellness space to kind of re-engineer, so to speak, how we can help folks out and help them achieve their full potential physically, mentally, et cetera. We've had some ideas, and then we just so happened to cross paths with the iCryo folks. And as we started talking to them, the fit of what they're trying to accomplish, what we want to accomplish, what they've built, what we can get after, et cetera, just seemed to mesh really well together with our passion and our goals. It just seemed like a really good fit for us, and we're excited to bring it, obviously, to the Northwest Arkansas community.
iCryo will join other cryotherapy retail businesses in the region. CryoFactor Wellness Center, which is locally owned, was the first to open in 2014 in Fayetteville. It now also operates a second location in Bentonville. Austin, Texas-based Restore Hyper Wellness and Cryotherapy, operates retail locations in Rogers and Little Rock. Martin said Northwest Arkansas is a unique market for cryotherapy as a retail business.
Unique in the fact that you've got companies like Walmart and larger corporations here, but you also have a really large community of people that are runners and cyclists and that are into, you know, that are really focused on health and wellness. And so it's also just a great community to bring services like this to as well.
Both Bowen and Martin say they are not going into the new venture without any experience with cryotherapy and its benefits. They tout the treatment for both reactive and proactive reasons for both athletes and non-athletes.
So myself, I come from a long history of injuries. I was a college athlete playing soccer, had to end up having knee surgery with screws and a plate put in my knee, been in a bad car accident. So I'm kind of a mess. so as hard as I train as it relates to marathons and whatnot, you know, and as I've gotten older, those injuries are definitely surfacing up more and more. And so for me, it's really like 2 weeks ago, I ran, you know, 18 in prep for a marathon coming up. So I popped in the next day to get some cryo done, just to help with my recovery, accelerate the recovery so that I can get back out there the next weekend. So for me, it's really helped with, again, like I said, some of the injuries that I've had that, you know, through my late 20s, early 30s, I could manage. But now that I'm creeping on 40 and everything else, it's become a bit, the recovery time seems to take longer. But now this has helped me tremendously with that amount of training.
Right. Yeah. And then real quick, I'll just kind of give you, because my experience is a little bit different. You know, Shauna's was a lot around injury. I've similar to Shauna, you know, I've been an athlete my whole life. So I've, you know, gone through my fair share of running injuries where I've had to do a lot of ice baths and icing and that kind of thing. But I also have history with an autoimmune disease, which causes inflammation of the body. And so for me, I utilize cryotherapy a lot of times to help, you know, really kind of down-regulate inflammation across my entire immune system, across my whole body. And I've found it to be a huge benefit for just that, as well as just overall, I sleep better, I feel better. You know, it's just kind of an overall well-being sort of proactive approach to health. And so, yeah, I've done it, done cryotherapy a lot, both whole body and localized. Mm-hmm. So localized would be like if I have I have an issue with my lower back recently, I've used local cryotherapy directly on that spot, versus having to ice it. And so I've found a tremendous amount of benefit. The other thing I do regularly is I do IV therapy. And so that'll be one of the services that we'll offer is you can come in, get an IV with various different minerals and vitamins in it. For me, having the autoimmune disease that I had me staying hydrated is even more important for me. And it also, being able to absorb nutrients is something I don't do well just naturally because of some of the surgeries I've gone through. And so IV therapy is a great way for me to supplement some of those nutrients that I may not be absorbing as naturally as I should be.
And that is Shauna Bowen and Matt Martin. They are the newest franchisees for Houston-based cryotherapy chain iCryo. And if those names sound familiar, you might know them from Fayetteville-based startup FanSpots. Bowen is the CEO and Martin is the chief product officer for the peer-to-peer mobile parking application that they helped launch 4 years ago. The app facilitates event parking by connecting attendees with property owners who have spots for rent. And just this past summer, the service expanded to the Dallas-Fort Worth market. That was the startup's first expansion outside Arkansas. And finally today, a date to mark on your calendar, Thursday, October the 3rd, at 10 a.m., Boonville-based lender First Western Bank will celebrate the grand opening of its first office in Washington County. The company opened a new bank branch at 7322 West Sunset Avenue in Springdale on September 16th. It's inside a new retail shopping center called Sunset West Plaza, and it also includes a new restaurant, Little Rock-based restaurant chain U.S. Pizza Company. The Springdale branch gives First Western 11 banking locations across western and northwest Arkansas. Five of those are in Benton County, three in Rogers, and one each in Bella Vista and Bentonville. And that's all the time we have today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.